views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a special show today for the next hour where we're going to help you experience transformation in terms of the spirituality and consciousness involved with true healing. Each week we're here on Tuesdays, and some weeks we have guests and some weeks we don't, and today it's Stephen and I talking about spirituality and consciousness and how we have seen that turn around the lives of many of our clients. So we really wanted to share that with you today, and we have a new character that we're introducing today involved with spiritual work as well, which is Chicken Little. And for those of you who don't know Chicken Little, we'll give you a brief introduction to Chicken Little as well. So, Steve, why don't we just dive in and get started? I know a few years ago when I was a client on my own healing journey, if you would have said to me, well, you need to do spiritual work and consciousness work in order to heal your physical self and in order to be a happy person, I wouldn't have known what you meant. I would have said, well, you know, I've gone to church my whole life and I believe in God, so what do you mean?
Well, you know, part of it is, as a healer, it's critical to meet every client where they are when they come in the door and resonate with their belief system and show them that you can make a difference in their life, and then you can lead them to a higher level of consciousness. Now, if we talk about what's the definition of spirituality, of consciousness, I would say our biggest obstacle to that is our thinking mind and our teachings about what that is. So we believe that most of us have a belief that because I have a belief about God, that's the same thing as an experience of the divine. So we then confuse our thoughts about something as actually as being the same thing as the truth or the experience of that something.
Yeah, when I was ill and working with you as a client, I never would have thought I had a spiritual problem.
I can remember when Beth first came and she was having anaphylactic reactions, and you know, I would show her what the problem was with Quantum Techniques and shut it down pretty quickly. About a year later, she had done a lot of healing and she said, most of those really weren't physical reactions, were they? This was really driven by a non-physical, a spiritual field. And I said, yes. And she said, well, why didn't you tell me then? And I said, because you wouldn't have called back. You weren't ready for that level of truth at that moment. So we talk about what is spirituality and consciousness. Okay. The truth is, spirituality and consciousness is about being, living in this, the experience of this present moment, in my connection with all of creation and everyone else, in a place of gratitude, no matter what life throws at me, in a place of gratitude. We've had many clients, we help them heal from environmental illness. If they don't then make shifts in their consciousness, then they create some other illness. A lot of times that's just kind of obsessive fear fields or whatever that would be. Versus, okay, and let me use this metaphor, in Quantum Techniques, it's like people bring their car in and they've wrecked their car, and we're very good at teaching them how to repair their car, meaning putting informational pathways online, finding hidden viruses, where are the toxins. And that's a level of healing because, you know, if your car is wrecked, you want to take it to the body shop and it's really nice to have your car repaired. However, if you need to get your car repaired every other week, then we got to deal with consciousness issues, which is why do you unconsciously keep driving your car off the cliff? And so this is really about finding that level of truth and present moment awareness where you realize that you've been unconsciously driving your own psychic car off the cliff most days of your life, and that you can actually stop that, which changes you from being a victim into a victor.
And that brings up what we've talked about in other shows about Bruce Lipton, and he's a cell biologist. For those of you that aren't familiar with him, brucelipton.com, Lipton like the tea. And he talks about 95% of us have good DNA when we come into the world, and 95% of what runs our behavior is unconscious. And that's what you're talking about. So in consciousness work, it's about making the unconscious conscious so that you're the one driving the car instead of your unconscious driving it with no conscious awareness of what you're doing or where you're going.
Right. And I think this is either out of Guy Finley or Vernon Howard, both of which we will talk a little bit today. They're great spiritual teachers. Guy's still alive and doing great work. Is that no sane and conscious person ever chooses to harm themselves. But yet people are living in depression, anxiety, fear, terror, illness every day because that 95% of their unconscious programming, which was set in place before the age of 6, is running their life and their existence.
I just want to throw in a quote by Albert Einstein, one of my heroes, on this subject. And he says that the true value of a human being is determined primarily by the measure and the sense in which he has attained liberation from the self.
Well, and I want to add one other quote by Einstein, that the most fundamental question of your existence is, do you live in a safe or hostile world? And understanding what that really means, and let me change the word, experiencing what that really means is incredibly powerful for all healing.
Well, so the truth is, okay, whether you code for disease in your body or life, or whether you code for health, depends on whether you perceive the environment as safe and loving or hostile and dangerous. And then in combination with that, doing the spiritual and consciousness work, with those two realizations and doing that inner work, then you can liberate yourself and be free of health problems, unhappiness, dissatisfaction in your life, and you can have gratitude and abundance and joy.
As long as you're willing to give up what your imagination tells you what your day is supposed to be like, then you can be in a position of consciousness to receive every moment as an opportunity for healing and transformation, and have gratitude for every moment, even the ones that are shocking, that are discomforting, that are painful, because those are part of our journey here. And part of that is it's very critical to understand what's your journey here about. Most Americans are seduced into believing their journey here should be about, the world's about making me comfortable.
Yes.
Now, I look around in my world and look around the data, my world doesn't agree with that fantasy. Whether that's the IRS or whatever you want to talk about, you know, there's a lot of forces in this world that are not aligned with keeping you comfortable right where you are without you growing and changing. And so that belief that my primary goal every day, every moment of my life, is to be comfortable is a lie.
Well, and the truth is, if you're focusing on how can you be more comfortable in your life, then you're always going to be living in fear. And you're always going to be running from a tiger, and you're always going to suffer. Because if you identify yourself, which most of us do until we get to this process of doing consciousness work, if you identify yourself with a title, with a college degree, with a definition, with a role, I'm a really good mom, I'm a wonderful healer, if you identify yourself with anything and are attached to it, then you ultimately are making a choice to suffer because you will be disappointed with yourself at some point within that attachment. If you, for example, if you consider yourself a wonderful mother, just wait till your child comes home and they've shoplifted something. Then you've just blown your whole image out of the water. So what we're talking about, and like Albert Einstein said, is liberating yourself from those attachments other attachments that are real common in our society are attachments to material things. You know, okay, if you can accumulate enough luxury cars, then you've hit nirvana and somehow you think you're happy. Well, you've gotten to that place and you realize that you're not happy. And then you have fear that it'll be taken away. So those attachments drive fear and they cause suffering and misery and pain. So liberating yourself from those attachments and doing the consciousness work that we're talking about, learning who your true self is and why you're here. I don't think we're here to accumulate goods.
Yeah, I think so, because we're not going to take them with them when we die. I can't remember, but if I could remember, it was a well-known actor that was won a lot of awards, and they said fame is like a white tuxedo. At first, you're afraid you're never going to get it. Then once you get it, you're afraid to wear it because something may damage it.
Well, that reminds me of something Vernon Howard said about all the costumes that we wear in life and that we blindly go to our closet, you know, searching around randomly for what's the costume we're going to wear today instead of coming to the truth of who our true self is.
And what I wanted to say is that there is absolutely only one identity that you can grasp that will never cause you to suffer. Like Beth said, I'm a great dad. Wait till your kid does something bonehead. Or I'm financially solvent. Wait till the IRS knocks on your door. You know, so what's the one thing that can never be stolen from you, the one identification by which you will never suffer? And that is, my identity is I am the awareness of this moment. End of subject. I'm the awareness of this moment and gratitude and my connection that all exists. Okay? If I attach my identity to that, then I will not suffer because that will never be taken away. I'm not afraid of... And that identity disappeared 5 minutes ago, so now I'm ready for the new awareness of the next moment. So as long as my identity is simply, I am the awareness in this moment, then I accept and welcome everything that comes to me, and my imagination is no longer my enemy.
You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're going to take a brief break shortly. And when we come back, we want to talk more about how spirituality and consciousness can download in the body in physical healing, and really looking at the question of whose life are you living anyway, and is that working for you?
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. We're talking today about spirituality and consciousness and how that affects physical healing and happiness in your life. And before we move on with that, I do want to offer a giveaway on today's show. And for the first two callers today, we're offering a free digital download of our three-hour product called True Techniques One. And this product teaches you how to do self-testing so you can find the truth in your life and in the lives of others. And if you're interested in this product, again, the first two callers can call in to 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819 for two free copies of our digital download of True Techniques One. So we're talking about spirituality and consciousness, and how does that download into physical healing for our clients with physical problems, but also really how that affects one's life's happiness. Steve, how would you say that doing your spiritual work and consciousness work that we've been talking about downloads into a physical shift for the body? How does that happen?
Okay, I've probably treated as many people as probably anybody in the world, because I've been doing this for so long and I treat so many people every day. And one of the things that we found across the board, almost with 100%, is that people with an autoimmune disease, especially like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, environmental illness, had some key trauma field before the age of 6 that locked their body in a permanent fight-or-flight response. And this is coming out of Bruce Lipton's work. You know, if you're running from the tiger, then your body's not going to take time to really digest its food and assimilate nutrition. It's not going to take time to do cellular repair of the mucosal linings to fight off virus and bacteria, because if you divert any energy away from running from the tiger may catch you. Unfortunately, when you've had an unresolved trauma field in your life before the age of 6, a lot of people don't live in today. They live in the memory of that trauma field unconsciously. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot bring their body into present-day reality, because if they're unconsciously showing themselves a picture of being abused, for example, physically abused, sexually abused, emotionally abused, and they run that unconsciously in their mind 24 hours a day, their body doesn't know that that's not real.
That's right.
Okay? If you're unconsciously showing yourself your worst nightmare, every time you do that, it's as if you relived it, because you just did.
So you are truly living in a different time zone, and it's not the present day.
Right. Right. And you look at so many great writers. Our neighbor.
Ram Dass.
What was his big book?
Be Here Now.
Right. And, you know, if you look at, you know, Vernon Howard, Guy Finley, you look at our other neighbor over in Santa Poly,
Wayne Dyer.
Dyer, right. Right now my memory's not real great because I'm living in the moment now. But if you look at these people, the message is always there. It's the same against all true spiritual and conscious teaching, is be in the present moment in gratitude, and by doing that, you actually align your energy with the divine, and miracles do happen.
But I like what you said about, you know, the background of people with illness, because the truth is they may be trying to do the spiritual work and the consciousness work. And if they haven't healed the underlying unconscious traumas and programming and beliefs from early childhood that they don't even know they have, they're still running from the tiger energetically and physically, even if they're really trying to work on the spiritual and consciousness pieces. So that's where quantum techniques comes in with our trauma work and can help people to dissolve those traumas, to like melt those frozen blocks of anger and trauma that are taking up space in their energy field, so they can actually download the spiritual work that they're doing and come to a new level of consciousness and actually live in that place without being hooked back to the past unknowingly 5,000 times a day or more.
Well, and you know, part of what we do is we wait for those divine downloads, and that's what we bring into quantum techniques. And one of the great gifts we've been given in the last year is a way that grounds out and allows those trauma fields to dissipate at a level we've never seen before. And it's been interesting because I've worked with a number of very advanced spiritual teachers that, if I mentioned their names, people would know. I've worked with a lot of healers, and they have a field that they can get to heal. And with some new techniques that we're using, we actually find out where is the center of their consciousness. You know, a lot of times when you have a repetitive trauma before the age of 6, the center of your consciousness is not actually in your body. It may be 6 feet behind your heart or four foot in front of you. I mean, how many people listening to this have been aware of, oh, that's right, I'm kind of up in the corner of the living room watching myself and criticizing myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that happen? Again, no sane and conscious person chooses to harm themselves. So something happened before the age of 6 that you felt like you had to leave your body to survive it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you can't bring yourself back into your body in gratitude, you can't heal it because you're not there. It's kind of like a vacancy sign for viruses and dark energy fields and other things. You actually have to come back into your body and do the healing. And this new technique does that very rapidly, very powerfully, and then allows those frozen trauma fields to become liquid again and drain throughout, you know, drain out of the system. The importance of that is if 95% of us, or our actions every day, are run by our unconscious, and our unconscious is running on old trauma fields, if the 5% of our conscious mind can't access that and dissolve that, can 5% overcome 95%? Probably not.
That's right.
And so that's what we're really doing is developing techniques that allow your conscious mind that says, I want to live here in the present moment in gratitude. But for example, you know, every time I watch the news or every time my dog barks outside, I go into terror state because some event that happened in my life 20 years ago. Okay, then we have to go in and integrate the conscious and unconscious and erase those default programs of going into a fear or anger or terror or rage state at the first sign of any stimulus that would lead us down that road. Go ahead.
And if, just in talking about this, you know, it's a fairly new technique that we're doing. It's called clearing time as a curtain. So if anyone is interested by what we're talking about today in having a session on a technique like we're discussing, you could email either one of us and say, okay, I'm interested in that trauma technique, time as a curtain. We'll know what you're talking about. What that means is a curtain, in terms of quantum techniques and how we speak about it, is something that is dropped down in front of your healing intelligence that your body cannot see through. It's like an iron curtain. Your body can't see through it to heal the issue that's behind it. So we're clearing time, or the time of different traumas in your life, as a curtain. And we do that with a new technique that's what Steve was referring to. You can email either one of us at beth@quantumtechniques.com or steve@quantumtechniques.com if you're interested in that kind of session or knowing more about that. Because I think that's really the number one thing that locks people up. And they try to work on themselves, but they feel like they're a hamster on a wheel, you know, or a treadmill, and they can't get off of it. they've been doing different healing modalities. They may be tap every day and do EFT and other things, but something is still stuck. They've done a lot of their own work. Those are a lot of the clients that we have, because we have this way of getting in through the back door to really help you download everything you've already done to help yourself, but looking at this unconscious piece. I want to talk a little bit about whose life are you living anyway? You know, at the break we mentioned that, and is that life really working for you? And when we ask, you know, whose life are you living anyway, the truth is that the life you are living from an unconscious place has been pre-programmed for you in utero through about age 6, unknowingly, by your environment, typically your parents, your close family, your culture, your society. That is whose life you are living unknowingly, unless you have done your spiritual and consciousness work. And I think the question is that life that you're living that's been programmed from everyone else prior to the age of 6 working for you or not?
And one thing I would say, you know, like for myself, my parents were workaholics. I became a workaholic. I never examined that. So look at how well did it work for your parents. My parents destroyed their health by workaholism.
Right.
So, you know, understanding that you have these automatic programs, but you can actually move to a place of consciousness to rewrite that program on your own by dissolving the trauma fields is critical for your overall long-term health and quality of life.
Well, Steve's favorite line with clients is, well, how's that working for you?
Right. Yeah, I've had a lot of plates thrown at me for asking that in my house. It must be one of my dogs throwing them at me.
Now, if anyone is out there learning the truth techniques and how to test for truth, you can test Steve's statement. Is it true that plates have been thrown at him? No.
It's usually cups and bowls, so yeah. I did exaggerate. No.
I'm Beth Daniel. This is Dr. Stephen Daniel, and you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we will introduce you to Chicken Little and how he or she is not your friend.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And I'm Beth Daniel with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. And we're talking today about spirituality and consciousness as it pertains to healing and happiness in life. And just wanted to reiterate our giveaway today, which is two copies of True Techniques 1, the digital download, 3 hours. It teaches you how to learn to self-test for truth in your life, to test products, supplements, medications, foods, life choices. How can you resonate with what is true for you? And call in 800-930-2819 to receive this really life-changing product and actually life-saving product as well. So we're talking about spirituality and consciousness, and we want to introduce you to Chicken Little. And I'm going to let Steve read a short version of Chicken Little for all of you, just to, you know, jar your memory from childhood about who Chicken Little was and what Chicken Little stands for.
Well, I like those words that you're going to let me do this versus invite me. But, you know, I'm an old married guy, so I understand those words very well. So, yeah, Chicken Little's from Minnesota. Yeah, you betcha. Okay. But let me read this, and I want you to, you know, this is a shortened version. So Chicken Little likes to walk in the woods. She likes to look at the trees. She likes to smell the flowers. She likes to listen to the birds singing. One day, while she is walking, an acorn falls from a tree and hits her the top of her little head. Oh, my, the sky is falling. I must run and tell the lion about it, says Chicken Little, and begins to run. She runs and runs, and by she meets the hen. Where are you going? Asked the hen. Oh, Henny Penny, the sky is falling. I'm going to the lion to tell him about it. How do you know? Asked Henny Penny. It hit me on the head, so I know it must be so, says Chicken Little. Let me go with you, says Henny Penny. Run, run. So the two run and run until they meet Ducky Lucky. The sky is falling, says Henny Penny. We're going to tell the lion about it. How do you know? Says Ducky Lucky. It hit Chicken Little on the head, says Henny Penny. And Henny Penny says, yeah, you betcha. Okay. May I come with you? Asks Ducky Lucky. Come, says Henny Penny. So three of them run on and on until they meet Foxy Loxy. Where are you going? Asks Foxy Loxy. The sky is falling, and we're going to tell the lion about it, says Ducky Lucky. Do you know where he lives? Asks the fox. I don't, says Chicken Little. I don't, says Henny Penny. I don't, says Ducky Lucky. I do, says Foxy Loxy. Come with me, and I'll show you the way. He walks on and on and comes to his den. Until he comes to his den. Come right in, says Foxy Loxy. They all go in, but they never come out again. So there's two things. First of all, I really like that. I think it's a capital one with all the Vikings. You know, what's in your wallet? Okay, so the question is, who's the terrorist in your wallet? It's your own Chicken Little. And Chicken Little absolutely comes from your acquired beliefs, okay? And this idea, I want to give credit to Jeff Dunham. He's a comic who uses dolls, ventriloquist, and he has a terrorist there. And I looked at that, and I realized that everyone has an acquired belief system that crystallizes an internal terrorist.
And your internal terrorist is Chicken Little.
And it is not your friend. Okay? And most of us don't realize what's driving us. I remember doing some of this internal work on myself and realized that I had acquired belief that I had to outwork everyone I knew and outperform my last best performance to make the world safe magically.
Yeah.
Well, that came from my parents who were Depression-era kids. And I was taught workaholism as the source of life. If you just outworked everybody else, then you were okay. Nothing else really mattered, but you were okay.
Well, my Chicken Little was always, you know, honestly, I think it was a voice inside saying, the sky is falling, and running around willy-nilly. Because if things didn't go in my life as I had planned, then the sky was falling, and I was running in terror. So if I couldn't control everything and everybody and everything around me and predict everything that was going to happen that day, and it went according to how I thought it should, if that didn't happen, then the sky was falling, and I was terrified that I was going to be annihilated.
Well, let me use an example. On the North Shore here of Maui, we're close to one of the greatest surfing areas in the world, and windsurfing. And I was kind of contemplating looking at the waves every day. And I think this is a great metaphor for life. Okay, if I'm out on my surfboard, which I don't surf, but if I was out on my surfboard, I have to choose to do something with every wave. Okay, so some waves are tsunamis, and I just need to just duck under them and survive. Okay, some waves are just little ripples, and I just need to relax on my board and look at the beautiful rainbows and their people around me. Okay, some waves are perfect waves, but somebody else grabs that wave, so I can't ride it in. Other waves are perfect waves, and I can ride that wave all the way in and step onto the shore. That's like life. I have to do something with every wave that comes at me. Now, what if I demand that every wave is a perfect wave just for me? Can I make that happen? Yes, I can. I just have to be able to control the tidal system, the moon, the stars, the wind, okay, the waves, and every other jerk that wants to ride my wave all the way in, and then I'll be okay. And so when Beth said just a minute ago that, you know, as long as life showed up according to her imagination, she was okay. The rest of the time, she's terrified. Mm-hmm. And I would ask Beth, when's the last time your day played out exactly like you imagined it to? How'd that work for you?
Never.
Right. It never does for any of us. So some of the worst illnesses we can have, one is, I already have all the answers. Another one is perfectionism. Perfectionism means that life is going according to my imagination, and I've absolutely created a way in which the divine doesn't have to show up for the day to be a good day.
So our challenge to you is to identify who is your Chicken Little inside, who is your internal terrorist, and what stories are they telling you that's keeping you in a place of suffering and panic?
Such as, I'm going to die. Someone else is going to die. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be broke. The government's going to take all my money. Or whatever those beliefs are. I tell you what, you know, just as an academic exercise, I don't do this, but you know, watch your local news or CNN for 20 minutes and recognize how many terrorist beliefs did that news event trigger for you.
Yeah.
And is that serving you well in any way? Like Beth says, my famous words, well, how's that working for you?
In addition to this, we also have on our website at quantumtechniques.com, we have a teleclinic series that's called What is the Spirituality and Consciousness of Miraculous and Permanent Healings? We have that teleclinic series in our shopping cart at quantumtechniques.com, and then we also have a discussion with our dear friend and spiritual healer Guy Finley in our shopping cart as well, and that's been in there as a free product for a couple of years, so you can check that out as well. I know Guy's been on Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. So if you want to hear more about our discussion with him about, you know, healing and happiness, you can check that out as well.
I want to give another teaching metaphor that I think is pretty helpful. And I call it the dog poop metaphor. You know, I've got 2.5 acres and 3 Rottweilers, so we pick up a lot of dog poop.
We being the key word?
We being the key word. I'm with hypnosis, I'm training Beth to do it unconsciously without her realizing it. That's working out quite well, by the way. I can sell that, but it's millions of dollars for that particular cognitive secret, so I won't advertise that here. But if we come back to that for a minute, you know, when I have dog poop, what do? I put it in a plastic bag, I tie a knot in the bag, I throw it in the trash can, and I'm done with it. What happens when I pick up a crappy thought, okay, or a poopy thought? Do I put it in a bag and throw it away? No. I say, oh, you must be my friend. It's like I put that dog poop in my pockets instead of in a trash bag and throwing it away. And a dozen times a day, I find myself with my hands in my pocket. I pull them out and say, oh, I smell like dog poop. I feel like dog poop. I am dog poop. Well, what would happen if I just threw the dog poop away? And that's what I love about Vernon Howard and Guy Finley, where they say, leave every punishing thought exactly where you find it. So you watch CNN, and, you know, the government's going to come in and nationalize our health care and nationalize our 401ks. Every time I think about that, I just put my hands back in my pockets, I pull them out, and I'm covered with dog poop again. What about saying, you know what, I release that to the divine. What can I be in gratitude for in this moment? Because in this moment, the government, the IRS, whoever it is, they can't steal this moment from you. If you come back to this moment in gratitude, you're performing a kind of spiritual judo, okay, in the sense that you're throwing away from you the momentum of these dark energy states that don't serve you well, and you open yourself up for another download from the divine. But you do that by being present in this moment in gratitude, not by being a slave to your own chicken little.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We're going for another quick break, and when we return, we'll wrap up our spirituality and consciousness talk today at Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're Rebecca on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Beth Daniel here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of Quantum Techniques, an exciting energy healing system that we do remotely over the phone with people all over the world. And I was remiss and I forgot to mention that all month of December, for anyone visiting our shopping cart, we have 20% off any product. And that's a special we run for the holidays every December. The coupon code, if you want to take advantage of that, is the word BLESS, B-L-E-S-S, 20% off of anything in our shopping cart at quantumtechniques.com. So you could purchase the Spirituality and Consciousness Teleclinic series that I mentioned earlier, or anything else that resonates with you with that coupon code of BLESS. I want to talk a little bit more about Chicken Little and how we find Chicken Little in every one of our clients running their lives, and how have we dealt with Chicken Little, the internal terrorist that says the sky is falling in our own lives. And Steve, you have a pretty interesting journey on that in your own life. Do you want to share how you wrestled Chicken Little in your own life?
Well, part of it is learning how to recognize and evict Chicken Little. You know, I've said earlier about my acquired beliefs, and one of them is that I had to outwork and outperform anyone I knew in my last level of performance. The second one is that I had to have a solution for every problem that I could imagine before it occurred. Wow. Do you think I was pretty busy in my head? Did that have anything to do with the 7-year migraine? I think so. And so, you know, we got into some problems like many hardworking Americans do with our corrupt government IRS system a few years ago, in which they've basically stolen everything we've ever worked for all of our lives, and you know, you want me to pay off the national debt, you know, kind of typical IRS terrorist activities. So for me, that was really part of what forced me into a consciousness journey. Mm-hmm. And I immersed myself in all the readings of Guy Finley and Vernon Howard. I think there are a lot of good spiritual teachers. I've read many of their works. I've read everything that Vernon Howard or Guy Finley's done more than once. I've immersed myself in their videos and DVDs. I would recommend for Guy Finley a new GuyFinleyNow.org, and for Vernon Howard ANewLife.org. And both of those are great resources, fantastic resources. And so for me, it was interesting, not just reading and studying, but about 3-4 years ago, we started attending Guy Finley's talks in the Pines that happens every June up in Oregon. And after the first talk, about a month later, I woke up one day, and the voice in my head that was ready to critique everything and told me how to prepare for anything was gone. It was like waking up in silence. And that never happened to me before, and it's never come back. The next year, about another month or two after, the Guy Finley retreat, and that's an experience of people in community in this level of consciousness. It's very different than thinking about it. It's actually an experience. A couple months later, I knew something was downloading, and what it was that part of me that was always planning for the future, and I actually didn't have the ability to plan for the future unless I made a conscious choice to set a goal and actually do it versus it happening automatically, which means I was automatically living not in the present moment before that. Okay? About a couple of months after my third year with Guy Finley, I had another shift, and I'm not sure that I can even fully explain it because it's where I no longer live in my thinking mind anymore. I live in a world of experience. And I have to actually really plan and work to get out of that, to plan something in the future, which I used to do compulsively. But you know what? I'm the happiest I've ever been. I sleep better than I ever have been.
So you fired Chicken Little.
I didn't fire Chicken Little. I destroyed Chicken Little. I evicted Chicken Little. I said, you have no place in my consciousness. And every time Chicken Little showed up, I would come back to this present moment in gratitude. You know, when the IRS says you're going to go to prison for 20 years and we're going to take everything you've got, you can't live in your future, in your imagination. That's a terrifying place. But in the present moment, man, people love me. I've got great dogs. I have good food to eat. Life's good. So do I want to live in this present moment or my imagination of being in prison for 20 years? That's the difference.
Yeah, I heard someone call that worst-case scenario thinking and how Americans are really good at that. Versus everything is for me, everything I need is on its way, which is really coming at life from a higher place. Chicken Little is worst-case scenario thinking. The sky is always falling. And how can you get out of that worst-case scenario thinking? That's what we're helping you do with quantum techniques and some of the trauma techniques that we talked to you about today, and really coming to this awareness of Chicken Little in your life.
Well, and, you know, to take this into practical issues, you know, Toyota, looking at how are they successful versus the American car companies. The American car companies had just in case, so this has this huge inventory of parts in case they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota says, no, just in time. If something happens, we'll respond in time. In other words, I don't have to have every possible scenario of catastrophe covered before I start my day. I can trust that's not my job. That's God's job. That's the divine's job. I just have to show up and be present to the moment in gratitude, and the day will work itself out if I can be in gratitude for today in this moment.
So as we're wrapping things up today, how is the spirituality and consciousness relevant to what we do at Quantum Techniques?
If you live in your imagination, then you live in a fear state. If you live in a fear state, you block your body's ability to heal. It's very simple. When you live in gratitude, gratitude is simply the announcement to the divine, to the universe, to reality, that you're ready to download the next level of healing, of consciousness, of blessings. So it's very digital. You either live in fear or in gratitude. There's not a third place. Anger, rage, all that's fear. So you live fear, okay, which is not in the present moment, or you live in gratitude. Nothing heals you unless you're in the... All healing, all spiritual connections always happens now, in the present moment.
So our challenge to you for the upcoming week is to find your own Chicken Little and how he or she is running your life from an automatic place and confront it. My favorite phrase from Guy Finley, when you catch yourself running that automatic program of Chicken Little, is to stop and say, just don't go there. And that shakes you awake.
Right.
We'll be back next week, same time, same place, from the breezy island of Maui next Tuesday with Jody Colgrove, and she's a practitioner that works with quantum techniques, and she has an awesome healing story of actually using quantum techniques for fertility issues, and she'll be here to tell you about that. Have a wonderful week. Blessings from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.